Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
The city of Indianola wants the help of citizens in the planning process. Let's go in depth with Charlie DeSalle, Director of Community and Economic Development. Charlie, where are we with the comprehensive plan for Indianola?
Yeah, so we're currently in the public engagement portion of our comprehensive plan update. So we are now out there trying to get feedback from the public and kind of the direction that the public would like to see the city to go.
All right, and there's a survey you want to take.
So there's currently a survey available online for the citizens to take. We've had a pretty good response so far in pushing it out through some of our social media sites, but the more feedback we can get on that, the better. So I would encourage everybody, if they can, to go to elevateindianola.com, and then that will tie everybody back into the city's page, and there is a link to take the survey right at the top of that page.
Okay, and how long does it take to take the survey?
I've taken it myself. It takes about 5 to 10 minutes total to take it, so not too long. It's a pretty creative survey where you're able to kind of choose a few things and then kind of put your priorities based off those things that you choose on there. So it's an interesting survey, but it doesn't take too long to fill out, no.
What are some of the questions?
It's mainly asking kind of what your priorities are with the community. So you're able to choose what your top priorities are as far as housing, economic development, things like that, parks, trails, what have you on that. And then you prioritize what you think, and then it will ask you specific questions based off what you prioritize.
Okay, so let's just say that 67% of people living in Indianola think trails are really important.
Mm-hmm.
Might that influence where resources go?
Definitely. And same thing with any of those areas. So we'll take a look at what the main priority categories are for the citizens, and then we'll put a little bit more emphasis on that in the comp plan, but still paying attention to all of those categories at the same time.
And why is it important to have a comprehensive plan?
It really guides our direction from the council, from the staff level up to the council level on what the direction of the city is as far as development goes. So we're able to look at our comprehensive plan when making decisions such as rezoning, subdivisions, when we're looking at our site plans. We'll tie everything back to our comprehensive plan based off what that says and if those particular projects are meeting those goals. At the same time, when we get into budget season, we're able to look at that and prioritize budgetary requests based off the comprehensive plan.
So if 67% say trails are important and only 53% say a new development of a park is important, the trails will take.
Yeah, so we're able to use that information when we're presenting things to council. If we have a trail project, we'll say, hey, during the comprehensive plan, during the public engagement process, trails were very important to the public, so we're focusing on trails in this particular area.
Okay, but ultimately the council will decide?
Yes, the council is the ultimate decision maker on all of this.
This provides a guideline for, like, how long?
Typically for comp plans, you're looking at about a 20 to 25 year time frame, but they're a very fluid document. So we're always looking at them roughly every 5 years to make sure that the goals that were created 5 years ago still are applicable today.
Like, I'm just guessing a plan, in 1985 didn't anticipate the need for broadband.
Exactly. Access. Exactly. There's a lot of things. Uber, Airbnb, stuff like that in 1985 wasn't even a thing. The internet's changed a lot of things that we do. So just an example of, that's kind of why you got to keep paying attention to the document and make sure that it is updated on a regular basis. And when it gets to the point where it's completely outdated, doing a full scale update, which we're doing right now.
How did the last plan work out?
And I wasn't here during that process, but it was done in 2011 is kind of when we looked at it. And we're going to keep a lot of those goals that are in there probably through this process as well. But from what we wanted to make sure from our staff standpoint that we actually had a good update to this that was really calling out, good economic development policies, good housing policies, and stuff like that.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Charlie DeSalle, Director of Community and Economic Development for the City of Indianola. And so who's represented on there's a planning committee?
Yes, yeah. So we've got, and I can get you those names. I don't have them right off the top of my head, but we have about 20 to 25 people on the steering committee for this as well, too. A lot of business owners around the community, the chamber's involved in that. We have representation from Simpson, the school district as well. School district plays a really important role in this because obviously they benefit off the growth of the community as well.
And I saw historians were represented, yep. People with deep
roots. Yeah, based off the flooding that happened in Cedar Rapids, and that was 2008, I want to say. God, I'm getting past my time on that. I can't remember the years. The state of Iowa adopted what you call smart planning principles, and it focuses on key areas such as historic preservation, natural resource, things like that. So what we tried to do was make sure there was a representation of each of those categories in the community on the steering committee.
I've seen that list. It's a broad
list
of people with, as far as I can tell, deep roots.
Yep.
But always a commitment to the community.
Yes, exactly.
And the people that see the big picture.
Yep.
I'm presuming that there's might be a little bit of tension about growing Indianola, let's say accommodating the growth of Des Moines versus people that want to keep it the same and don't want to grow. Is that something that's happening? Is there a little tension there?
I haven't seen that yet, but again, that's what we kind of hope to get out of this survey as well, too, is try to see exactly what the community is looking for in that respect. So, that's typical, I think, of any city that you're ever going to look at, is that you're going to have people on one side and people on the other, but through this survey and that public engagement process, that's how we can kind of really get the direction that the community wants us to go.
And have you looked at who's responding? Are there certain demographics overrepresented or under?
Yeah, so we have our consultants on that, and I believe they do take demographic. They do have demographic questions at the end of it. I haven't seen the results of the survey yet since it's still open, but that is something we can look at the end of the survey, yes. If there are areas that we do find that were underrepresented, that's where we will then reach out to that demographic. We've done a few other public engagement processes so far. We did one with Simpson students to try to reach that demographic because, honestly, that's a large portion of our community as the student population. And then we did another one where we tried to reach out to some retirees as well ahead of time, knowing that that's a big part of the demographic as well. So we've already done some kind of focused public feedback in that regard. But once we get the survey and we look at the results and then we kind of see what the age relation is and where people are living and stuff like that, then we can reevaluate it and see if we need to reach out to a certain demographic.
Well, I'm sure the young people, I mean, they're the future. It'd be nice for a lot of those Simpson kids to stay in the community. And then the older, the retirees too, ideally they stay here and don't move south or somewhere
else.
Yeah,
exactly.
And so you want a community that is geared toward both.
Yes, yeah, for everybody, honestly. You want to make sure that we're making decisions not necessarily to one demographic over the other, that we're looking at all of them.
And so I guess nationally, what are some of the major trends that we're seeing? Let me just throw out something that I've seen, walkability, for example. Are there things like that are important to people now?
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of trends when you look at planning nationally. Walkability is a big thing. You're starting to see a big uptick, especially in the central Iowa area, on trails, for example. That's becoming a big thing. And, we have one of those old railed trail beds on the Somerset Trail that connects up to Carlisle. At some point, I know the metro area has a plan to connect that portion to the Des Moines Trail Network, so we'll have that connection there. But there's a lot of things that we look at nationally to make sure that when we adopt this comp plan that we're covering those areas.
When you want to have an environment that's safe,
yes,
for kids to play, for people to walk, exercise, are there any things that, aside from walkability, that we need to think about?
Right off the top of my head, I can't think of anything that really applies to that, but you said all of that. I mean, all of those things play in. Public safety is a big thing. We'll look at, we've done this through our budgetary process. We've looked at our employment at the city right now, and we are hiring, obviously, new EMS personnel and police personnel. But at the same time, a comp plan, for example, when you're looking at that, you want to look at, the distance to the community from fire station and if we're able to meet those response times. So if we see that we're going to have a lot of growth growth to the north, for example, and our response times are going to be longer because the city's growing north. One of the things that could come out of a comp plan is, hey, we might need to look at relocating our fire station or building a second fire station somewhere in the community to accommodate the growth.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Charlie DeSell, Director of Community and Economic Development for the City of Indianola. Yeah, because if something drops in big just, you know, at the north end of town, that could be huge.
Yes, exactly.
So is there a place to comment on, oh, say, that you look forward to growth, mm-hmm. that you support new developments,
yeah.
or say that's not really...
Yeah, yeah, and that's again, that's part of the public feedback that we're looking for. So the survey, it does provide you areas where you can provide comments on each of those focus areas that I was telling you about at the end of it. But, you know, again, this isn't the only public engagement thing that we'll be doing either. We'll have an open house once we get the plan drafted up, and then there's a approval at the council and commission level as well.
One, the city has brought in professional consultants,
yes.
people that do this over and over again.
Yes, yes.
What are some of the benefits of that?
From our, it frees up a lot of time from our staff standpoint that we can work on kind of more of our day-to-day things. This is a bigger project that we're taking on. From a staff standpoint, if we take resources away from that to put into the comp plan, then, you know, we're not looking at property maintenance things, code enforcement things, normal development applications that we have coming in, building permits and stuff like that. We've got a full plate as it is on our day-to-day activities. So hiring a consultant to do this does a lot of things. Really, it gives the public the sense that, you know, it's not city staff that's guiding this. It's somebody from the outside that's coming in kind of with a clean slate, looking at the city and saying, hey, this is what we recommend you do.
And they have lots of experience in other communities.
Yes.
And did you look at some of the work that they've done?
Yes. So part of the RFP process, when we do that, they give us essentially their resume on projects that they've looked at and they've worked on. So part of the decision-making process when hiring this consulting firm was to look through all of their projects that they've worked on.
Well, and some people say, well, that's sort of an unnecessary expense. But things like this sometimes, I mean, they're not worth their weight in gold,
yeah.
but they're precious. They
yes.
have certain skills that they bring to bear
exactly.
that come from elsewhere. And so ultimately it's I don't know if it's a cost saving, but it's an investment that
yes.
you see as well.
Yeah, it's an investment into the city's future, essentially. And again, it gives us a solid policy document that we can look at and make sure we're making the right decisions that the community asks for during this process. It's not something from city staff standpoint that we're trying to say, hey, we want to do this, this, and this. No, this is the community coming to us, being involved in this process. The community saying, this is how we want to see the city grow. This is what we want to see the city focus on. And then thus we would respond to those, the feedback we get from the public.
And then the council will respond and make, hopefully, the appropriate
yes.
decisions
yes.
that the community will
yeah,
stand
and, on. Yeah, and you'll see, like, we get a rezoning application to change a piece of agricultural ground to residential. We can look at the comp plan. Did the comp plan call for residential growth in this area? And why the council's making their decision, we'll have a report to them that says, this is what the comprehensive plan calls for this area, and this is how the rezoning request, for example, is either meeting or not meeting the comprehensive plan.
And so then the council can communicate to the public the reason behind yep. their decision.
Exactly.
How do you build in flexibility? Is that possible?
Yeah, so on any comp plan, you do what you would consider a comp plan amendment. So if there is an area, you know, 5 years from now where we said, hey, we want to see residential growth, but it's currently on the edge of an industrial area, and we have somebody who's looking at putting an industrial development in there, they would just come through and ask council to say, hey, you know, I realize that your comp plan called for residential growth, but we think it's a better industrial piece, and here are the reasons why, and then the council would make their decision on that.
And so the most important thing now is for people to go to Elevate Indianola, fill out that survey.
Yes, that's what we're looking for right now. We'll have a presence at the National Balloon Classic Parade, and that is on, and I just had it here, but that is on Saturday, July 27th at 11 a.m. We'll be handing out flyers to have the community take the survey as well. So there's going to be a lot of opportunity for the public to get involved here in the next couple months, but right now the survey is the main thing that we would ask that, and really hope that the citizens would want to take some time to review that survey and fill it out.
Now, what if I don't have a computer? I'm not very good on the internet. Can I share my thoughts?
Yes, definitely. We would take any sort of feedback we can get, even if it's not through that survey. People can contact myself if they would like, send an email, or just give us any comments that they have, and we will get those over to the consultants.
Is this exciting or fun for you and the rest of the city staff?
So the funny thing is I joke about this all the time. Through my career, I was up at Story County for a little bit, and right before I left Story County, we were going through this process. I then went down to Independence, Missouri, and we started about a two-year comp plan update process that I just finished before I left, and now I'm coming back up to Indianola and doing it again. So it seems like I've been doing these comp plan updates personally now for about 5 to 6 years as we're doing that, which is good, but I find them fun. It's really fun to see what the citizens want. It's really interesting sometimes to see what they want and kind of see if we're going in the right direction currently and if we need to make any adjustments. So, but it's always an engaging process. It's you see multiple sides of arguments on those things, and it's exciting to see.
Thanks to Charlie DeSalle for contributing to the program.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in-depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.